Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's bring in our good friend, Chris Rose, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Chris.
Good. What's up, guys? How are you?
Oh, good. A little bit of a firestorm going on here with the Astros.
I'm looking for pictures of you in some photographer pit somewhere trying to help the Indians, and I haven't come across any.
Yeah, what are you doing? Can't you give us more help?
I'm disappointed, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my contract with the MLB Network that precludes me from doing any sort of illegal baseball activity. So,
in fact, you're not chewing tobacco right now as we do this interview.
No, I'm not actually. But remember, it's only 8:06 on the West Coast, so that's more of a 10 or 11 a.m. thing. So,
real good. Nothing says the morning like a couple bandits in your bottom of your lip there. All right, anyway.
Wow.
What's your take on this whole Houston cheating thing? I'm just curious. What do you think?
You know, I don't even know how much I should comment yet about it.
Okay.
I just don't. Here's the only thing. I would like to wait until like our side of the, and I say our side because I do work for MLB Network. I just want to make sure. I don't know. People can judge it any way they want. Once they start coming out with some words, I'll talk to you about it.
All right, that's fair.
How's that sound?
I respect
that's
it.
Real fair.
We don't want you to get fired over a conversation with us. Wait a minute. Hey, Jay, can you do me a favor? Can you put the headline for this interview out there? Chris Rose blasts MLB.
Got it. Done.
What the hell were the Astros thinking?
There you go. Now you have your headline.
Astros are cheaters. They screwed over my team.
News on the sevens.
Let me just and I if you can't comment about this one, that's fine. And then we'll move on to something else. The thing that's mind-boggling to me, Chris, and I'm just wondering if this happened in Cleveland, how in the world did the guy get down close at Fenway for it to happen? That's the one thing about it is like the cheating. Well, sure. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. I get it. But how did the guy get credentialed again and get down close? Okay. I know you can't comment on that. That's the thing that's mind-boggling to me.
I'll give you a whole. Let's go. I'll give you a whole group of topics we can discuss. We could talk about the Browns taking a step back. We can talk about them trying to bounce forward. We could talk about the Indians and their three-game run through the playoffs. We could talk about the Cavs getting jump-started tonight. I'll give you all those to talk about. How's that? And you don't even need a credential to ask. Go.
Okay, Manny Machado, was that a fair play at first, or was that a dirty play?
You know what? Here's the deal. I think if that's almost any other guy, right? If any other guy on the field, if it's – let's say it's reverse. Let's say Jesus Aguilar is running, and that's Max Muncy playing first base.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal. But Machado has – let's just say he's had – you could have called James Carville to get some spin doctoring done here.
Right.
Just let's review very quickly. In Milwaukee, he didn't run out a ball hit to deep shortstop.
Yes.
Then in game three at Dodger Stadium, not once but twice he tried to grab Arcia, who's trying to turn the double play, and it ended up costing the Dodgers an out there, which is ridiculous because we always talk about baseball awareness. The fastest Dodger was at the plate. Cody Bellinger.
Right.
That guy is an amazing athlete, running from the left side, and it takes him about three steps to get from home to first with those legs.
Okay.
So even if it's an old school play where you're trying to reach up or take a guy out, it's ridiculous because he's going to beat it anyway. So don't act like you're trying to make a good baseball play. That's lack of baseball awareness, in my opinion. So even if we had the old rules, it's just stupid. Then he does the interview with Ken Rosenthal where he comes out and says, listen, yes, it's my fault that I'm not running hard on the bases, but I'm not Johnny Hustle. That's not what you're getting, which is fine. But when you group it all together and he's trying to kick Jesus Aguilar on the way to first base, then you're like, what a D-bag. Right? I mean, that's exactly what you're getting. Christian Yelich came out and said it. Not only there were some Brewers who didn't want to comment on it. Christian Yelich waited until more reporters were around his locker for him to say it's a dirty play by a dirty player. And I love Christian Yelich. I'm a huge fan of his. I think he's got it all under control. He hasn't had a good series, but he's just been phenomenal. And, you know, for him to wait and call a guy out, that means in that clubhouse, they're like, God, that's disgusting.
You know,
let's remember how close the Brewers were to pulling the trigger and getting him.
Yeah.
And getting him in a trade.
Yeah. Right.
The interesting thing about that play, Jesus clearly had his foot where it shouldn't have been, which is on top of the bag. But you can also see Manny do like the little double step right before he gets to the bag so that he has his left foot able to like take him out. So, I mean, yeah, Aguilar is in the wrong. Yeah, Machado's in the wrong. So that to me, that was the really interesting part of that play.
Yeah, the hard part about that, though, is like any 7-year-old girl who's playing fast-pitch softball or slow-pitch softball knows you just take the outside of the bag in that scenario. You don't want to make contact.
Right. Well, yeah, unless you're trying to hurt the guy, which he clearly was.
We're correct.
But Jesus, if Jesus doesn't have his foot on top of the bag, it's probably not happening anyway.
Can I tell you one other thing?
Sure.
He's lucky it was Jesus Aguilar at first base. Like, a fun-loving guy who's always smiling, having a great time. If that had been some crusty first baseman, and the next time Manny gets to first, they ain't sitting there hugging. I can tell you that. It's just people have grown tired of his act, and it dates back to his days in Baltimore. I don't know what it is. He is a tremendous baseball player. And people are coming up with this narrative, oh, he's costing himself money. No way. There's not one team out there that wouldn't pay Manny Machado if they could afford it. So he's still 37, 100, and 300 average and has a bazooka as an arm. You're going to look past all that stuff. If people paid Manny Ramirez to go hit a baseball with all the baggage he brought, they're not going to say, oh, Manny Machado kicked the first baseman. We can't hire him now. Nuh-uh. Leave that one on the cutting room floor.
True. All right, Chris, let me switch gears here to football. The Browns hype machine appears to have been turned off after last week. With that said, did the Astros cheat?
you're so good. That was well played.
That was pretty smooth.
Thank you. All right, talk about the Browns. Is the hype machine off?
No, it's not off. It hit the pause button. I mean, this is where it was awesome to be excited and have the dream of, oh my God, we could be 3-2-1 after 6 games. We could have beaten a good team. That is a top 8 team that we lost to and didn't lose to. I mean, we got kicked all over the field. We got Machado'd all over the field, as I like to say.
Yes.
And let's remember, the Chargers have 2 losses. One's to the only undefeated team, and one's to a team that just lost for the first time in a last-second field goal Sunday Night Football in New England. That's a damn good football team. The Browns are not there yet. They're like the middle dozen teams right now. They're still trying to figure out who they are in 2018. And I still think that they can win 6 games, 6-9-1. No?
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you. I think 6 is a very fair number.
You know,
especially they've got major holes. I mean, go watch my buddy Brian Baldinger, who I work with at NFL Network, does some amazing coaches video breakdowns of each game. Go watch the one on Twitter for Baldy's Twitter handle on the Browns receivers and how they did not help Mayfield at all. It's pretty alarming.
Chris, do you think that because the expectations were kicked up a little bit by first 5 games, you know, you're within 4 points, you win 2 of them, you tie one of them, everything's close, you compete in everything, and now they get blown out, and that happens in the NFL, we know that. But are expectations kicked up enough where if there are a couple of blowouts, things get hotter on Hugh Jackson quickly, and this becomes something that maybe folks didn't expect? I'm wondering if that might be the case.
Well, I think things should always be hot on Hugh Jackson, regardless. Unless they made the playoffs, and then you're like, okay, well, we'll live with it. the hardest thing to do in sports is self-evaluate, okay?
Yep.
Because you want to feel like what you're doing is the right thing. Is he the best coach for this franchise, and probably just as important for Baker Mayfield moving forward? I mean, if you trust yourself to go out and find the next Sean McVay, then you say thanks for the 3 years. It's been awesome. I think we've seen that Hugh can be a better coach with a significantly better roster, but this team has still major deficiencies. Every time the ball is kicked, either by us or to us, I want to go puke. I've never seen a special teams unit that is as poorly run as this one. And I don't know what – I get it. We're the second youngest team in the NFL. You have a lot of young guys that probably aren't used to playing with this type of intensity when it comes to special teams. But, yo, it's time to grow up. Look at how many close games we've played where field position of 8 to 10 yards can matter, where holding penalty can matter, where – I mean, what are we doing on the left side of the line? I mean, are we not – do we only have, like, one guy blocking from the left side on a field goal try? I mean, how many times are we going to let a guy through there? So this all falls on the head coach eventually. And you got to figure out if you want to take that next step, is he the right guy? So you have to evaluate.
Fair enough, Chris. Do you have anything else you want to get off your chest? Maybe, I don't know, a thought on the Astros?
I actually believe the Astros are going to come back and win. And
well, of course,
you think this will motivate them?
Right. I'll be sure to take plenty of pictures when I'm at the World Series in Houston.
That'd be nice.
And send them to you?
Yeah. Jeff Passan would like to see them, I'll bet.
Oh.
All right. Just so you know, the headline is going to be Chris Rose chews tobacco at 10 a.m. Just so you know. That'll be the headline on the website.
It's a great one. I can't wait to answer my soon-to-be 18-year-old when he gets that Google alert on his old man chewing tobacco.
It'll be good.
It's going to be great.
Then you'll have to tell him how you used to do it at university school, and it's just, you feel bad about it. No. So you can't do it anymore.
So we're on early today, and I've got my senior photo from the U.S. on the show. It's going to be it'll be rather alarming
for
you
guys. Give me the times of your shows today.
Well, today we're on MLB Network at 2 Eastern because of the early games, and we're on at 4 Eastern again on ESPN2, and then we're back to our regular times tomorrow and Friday. And, you know, we're gearing up, and then I'll be on the road next week.
And we wish you were here, but you're not. So, because they didn't win. Sorry, man.
You know, if we had just cheated better.
I agree.
By the way, one quick note. I know we got to roll.
Yes.
Trevor Bauer is going to be on the MLB Network post-game show tonight after the Astros game. So you better believe that something's going to be said on that. You're going to want to tune in.
We'll be rolling on that. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
All right, we'll talk. Good luck throughout the playoffs, too. Chris Rose, thank you very much. Super friend of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.